ಮಾರ್ಗಮುಕ್ತೆ ಸುಲಭೋ ನ ಭಾವಃ
ನಾತ್ಮೈವ ದೃಶ್ಯೋ ಯದಿ ಕಾಕಥೇಶೇ
ನಾತ್ಮೈವ ದೃಶ್ಯೋ ಯದಿ ಕಾಕಥೇಶೇ
ಸ್ವಯಂ ತದನ್ನೀ ಭವನಂ ತದೀಕ್ಷಾ
ಸ್ವಯಂ ತದನ್ನೀ ಭವನಂ ತದೀಕ್ಷಾ
ಸ್ವಯಂ ತದ್ ಅನ್ನೀಯ ತದ್ ಅನ್ನೀ ಭವನಂ ತದೀಕ್ಷಾ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಟು ಸೇ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಫುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫುಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡೈಜೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೈಜೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಡಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫುಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಫುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಡೈಜೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಸಿಮಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಸೊ the individual ego, individual I, that should become food for the self. That is the idea. Like one wave which arises in the ocean, that wave should become food for the ocean. Let it dissolve and be assimilated in the ocean. That is the idea. What imagery in his mind, even using a simple thing as food, which we never think about. How to have this Atma Darshan, which is called Sat Darshan, and after dissolving, or the Lord sitting inside, or the Lord being at the deepest part of our personality, what does He do? Two things are there in this next verse. See.
ಧಿಯೆ
ಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ ಪರಮೋ ವಿತೀರ್ಯ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಧಿಯೋಂತ ಪ್ರವಿಭಾತಿ ಗುಪ್ತಃ ಧಿಯಂ ಪರಾವರ್ತ್ಯ ಧಿಯೋಂತರೇತ್ರ ಸಂಯೋಜನಾನೇಶ್ವರ ದೃಷ್ಟಿರನ್ಯಾ ಪರಮಃ ಧಿಯೇ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ ವಿತೀರ್ಯ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ at the deepest part of our own personality is that supreme reality paramaha dhiye prakasham vitirya it gives light to our intellect makes the intellect work because intellect by itself is jada and so that gives light to the intellect and the intellect seems to come alive then svayam dhiya antaha guptah vipravibhati and it sits there hidden now reality is there sitting inside hidden because it is giving light to the intellect it is behind the intellect no the intellect cannot now turn and see it that is a big problem like the batteries that are giving light to the bulb in that flashlight now that bulb cannot flash on the batteries its source of power is behind and it cannot make a somersault and see its source of power if it does that it disappears and then there is nobody to see there is no one left to do any seeing you see so that self is there sitting gupta means hidden inside behind the intellect dhyam paravartya what you have to do now turn the intellect now when you do that Dhyo antare atra samyojanat. What happens? There is a merging that takes place. So from that merging, which takes place, Ishwara drishti, the vision of God, takes place. Na anya, no, in no other way. Meaning to say what? Vision of God is really a merging. Vision of God is not a seeing like this, you know. I see Bhagavan. Oh, I see. It's not like that. Vision of God is really a sanyojana. Sanyojana means a merging. When the intellect turns inside and starts looking for the source of its light, that turning causes it to merge. And now there is no intellect left to see in any objective way, you know. It is all a merging. So Sat Darshan really, as I told in the beginning also, Sat Darshan means you don't get darshan Like when we say, why are you going to the mandir? I'm going to have darshan of Bhagwan. So you go there and you stand before Bhagwan and you look at him, right? So sad darshan, not the same thing. Bhagwan darshan, when you go to the mandir, you stand and you look objectively. You are here and he's there. Sat darshan, which he's speaking about, is not like that. It is turning and merging. So whether it is merging of the ego or merging of the intellect, he means to say both are same. So now he's using the word intellect here. And when we move few verses down the road, he'll use the word again, aham, ego. Why? Because intellect and ego are actually, see, let us study again antakarana. Antakarana is the inner instrument, right? Antakarana is actually one instrument functioning differently. When it functions as doubt, or when it is doubting, or when it feels emotions and all that kind of thing, it is called, the antakarana is called mind that time. Same antakarana, when it is firm, decided, that then it is called as intellect. Or when it is analyzing and calculating and planning and judging, and that time it is called intellect. Same antakarana. That antakarana, when it identifies itself, I am this, I am that, I am this thing, I am the other thing. You know, I'm tall, fat, short, big, small, bright, dull, this, that, whatever. American, Indian. When it identifies, it holds some identity, that time it is called as ahankar. The same antakarana, when it is remembering all the jokes of last night, when that antakarana is called that time as chitta. So mana chitta buddhi ahankar. Same one antakarana only. So therefore he goes on changing the terminology. Sometimes he refers to it here now as intellect in this verse. And somewhere down the road he'll refer to it as ahankar. Like that. So that ahankar or intellect has to now turn. But the turning doesn't give it vision. The turning causes it to merge. There is a samyojana that takes place. Huh? It's not that he turns and sees, oh, the Atma is behind me. Like that. He doesn't turn around and see Atma or something, you know. No such thing. That's why Atma is called here as, self is called here as Gupta. Gupta means hidden. You could never see it. Now, again, you will see, aids in conducting this inquiry. How do we do? See here. It means he engages our attention and our mind in constant thinking of this reality which is behind, how to reach it. Navakti deho hamite prasuptau. Nako pina bhuva miti pravakti.
Nako pina bhuva miti pravakti.
Yatro dite sarvamude titasya.
Yatro dite sarvamude titasya.
Dhyahama shodhaya janmadesham.
Dhyahama.
Navakti deha ahamiti. The body is jada, it doesn't say anything like I am. The body doesn't say I am. The body doesn't speak. That would have been wonderful if this body spoke, you know. Then dead man also will speak. The body doesn't say anything. So then who says? Then there's somebody inside who says. There's some individual being inside who says, I am, and all that, right? But that individual inside also, prasuptau na kopi na bhuvam iti pravakti. The one inside, he doesn't say all the time. So we eliminate body first. Body doesn't say anything. Body is not any individual unto himself and all that, right? So there's one inside who is an individual who says, I am man, I am woman, I am this teacher, I am professor, I am, you know, driver, I am pilot, whatever. And there's one who is saying that. But prasupto, in sleep, again, he also doesn't say anything. So sometimes he says, sometimes he doesn't say. So he also cannot be the real thing. Body cannot be real because body doesn't say anything in any case. Now what about the one inside? Well, he cannot be real because sometimes he says and sometimes he doesn't say. Like in deep sleep, he says nothing. So that means sometimes he is there, sometimes he is not there. So something which is there sometimes and not there sometimes, but he cannot be real. Because what is real? Real is that which is Trikala Tishtati, which stays in all three periods of time. So the one who is inside also, that individual ego, he is also not real. So then who is real? So in this way he is inviting us to ask this question. Yeah? Yatra udeti sarvam udeti tasya. The one who, when he rises, his individual ego, when he's sleeping, everything dissolves. When he wakes, everything comes back. That individual ego, who is there sometimes, and when he's there, everything is there. When he's not there, nothing is there. Search, he says, Shodhaya. Search for his origin. Shodhaya means search. Enquire. Where is he coming from? When we search, and that in the next verse it will be given. When we search for his origin, Janmadesham, its birthplace, where is he born from? That one, upon the coming of whom everything comes, upon the dissolving of whom everything dissolves. Search for that person's origin, Janmadesham. Then, and see now this will be 26. Deho na janati sato na janma.
Deho na janati sato na janma.
Deha pramano nya udeti madhye.
Deha pramano nya udeti madhye.
Aham kriti granthi vibandha sukshma.
Aham kriti granthi vibandha sukshma.
Sharira cheto bhavajiva nama.
Sharira cheto bhavajiva nama.
And the idea is, when I search for the birthplace of the one upon the coming of whom everything comes, upon the sleeping of whom everything sleeps, when I search for his birthplace, then I will come to the self. So now, one question arises there. How is that individual ego born in the first place? Where does he come from? How does he come from? Like, for example, in the ocean, one big mass of water is there, right? So now if you ask some physicists and all, they will tell you how that wave is born. What causes that wave to come? They will tell about heat and all physical laws and all. They will engage and they'll tell, this is how waves are born. So we are saying now from this mass of consciousness, how an individual ego is born. How he comes to be. So, in Vedanta, the explanation for that is the idea of Chidabhasa. What is Chidabhasa? Chidabhasa is the reflection of consciousness in the individual antakarana. In the antakarana, means this inner instrument, the reflection of consciousness in this antakarana. It's called Chidabhasa. That is like, yesterday I was giving those youngsters some example, I'll tell you. There are two buckets there, and they have water, and the sun is shining in there. Right? So inside of these buckets, each one of the buckets, you will see a sun. Now, by no stroke of imagination can you suppose that whatever you see in the bucket is the same sun as you see in the sky. Because what you see in the bucket is this small. The sun in the sky is so many times bigger than this earth. So it's not the same sun from that point of view. But second thing now, you cannot also say that it is separate from that sun. Because if a cloud were to come and cover that sun, the reflection will vanish. Yes. So, while at the same time you cannot say it is exactly that sun, at the same time also you cannot say that it is not the sun. Because all the light which is there in the bucket is light only from the sun. Now suppose this bucket starts thinking now, oh, but I am a cute bucket. and I'm very bright. My water is clear. And see that bucket next to me? His water is dull. So his reflection also is not so clear. Because in that bucket, dull water, in that unclear water, his murky water, that reflection will not be so clear. So he gets an identity now of his own and starts comparing himself to the other. He forgets that his reflection comes only from the sun. And now he's comparing his reflection to the other one. And so he distinguishes himself from the other. And this is how that individual jiva is born inside there. Whatever that reflected consciousness in the antakarana, which will be the water and bucket here. Bucket will be body. Water will be antakarana. So reflected consciousness in that water or antakarana, it causes a jiva to be born there. An individual jiva. Who now thinks, distinguishes himself, you know, makes so many claims about himself, holds himself as distinct and separate, compares himself with others and all that. And he forgets, look here, if there were no light of that sun in him, he will be nothing. He forgets that. And he gets taken up with his little environment there and his little nice bucket. I am. I hope nobody kicks me. So, that birth means the whole thing coming together there, enlivened by this consciousness of the sun. That is called as jiva. He is born in between then, some body and the consciousness. He is born in between there. This is what the verse is telling. Now see, deha na janati, deha na janati, sato, no, there are two things. The body, which is jara, knows nothing. Deha na janati, you know, knows nothing. Body is jada. Then, the absolute reality, sataha na janma, that reality is never born. Reality doesn't take birth. It is aja, nitya, shashvata, purana, like that. It is never born. Na janma. Then, deha pramano anya udeti madhye. Madhye udeti. In middle now, between the two, between the body, is between that bucket and water there, and the sun, some other fellow is born in between. Madhye, between the jada body and the supreme consciousness, in the middle, some other entity. Just now, we'll see down later on, he's called as a ghost. Pisacha. The one who is born in between. Because ghost is there and not there at the same time, isn't it? From in our realm where we stand here, a ghost is something which is there and not there at the same time. Huh? Because the ghost is there to scare you, but he cannot go inside the fridge and drink all your juice. Means you have orange juice in the fridge. The ghost cannot go and open the fridge and. But still he scares you, isn't it? So how? He's there and not there at the same time. Means from one point of view, he's there. From one point of view, he's not there. So, some amalgamation, which again is not possible, but possible. Possible by what? Maya. Agatita gatana pati yasi maya. It makes the impossible possible. And please remember, in this world of infinite Brahman, with his infinite power of maya, anything is possible. Anything. Don't ever exclude anything from the ken of your imagination. Even things which you cannot imagine also is possible. Because after all, you're speaking about an infinite power. So how can you exclude anything? So can a third entity be born between a jada, deha, and chetan, atma? Third entity can be born. And that third entity now is given so many names. See here now, in the last two lines, all names only individual is called. Well, he's called as Ahamkritihi. First name, Ahamkritihi. These people who invented Sanskrit language cannot make up their mind what to call what, you know. Sometimes he's called as Ahankara. Sometimes he's called as Aham. Kritihi. Means both of them are one and same. Only difference is in our language, Sanskrit and Hindi and all these languages. We have masculine and feminine. Whereas in English, see the car. In English, car is masculine or feminine? We don't know. Car is car. Let it be. In Hindi, gari achi hai. Car is? Hindi language is fantastic, I tell you. Suppose you have a bird, right? And you don't know whether the bird is male or female. How you'll know, you know? So easy. What is that? Usko kuch dana dena. You have to give some grains. You give some grains, right? Agar to khati hai, to feminine hai. Agar to khata hai, to masculine hai. The language is all fantastic. So in this language we have masculine and feminine. So the same ahankar sometimes called ahankritihi. That is feminine. Sometimes called ahankaraha. That is masculine. So the one who is born in between there is called by these names. Now one of his names is ahankar. The feeling of I. When that feeling of I is there, that signifies a distinctness, a separateness, a unconnectedness. That I. Because where there is I, there is you, isn't it? So there is myself and there is you. So I am separate. So first name is called Aham Kritihi. It's called a Granthi. Granthi means a knot. Knot means what? Knot, N-U-T knot. Like K-N-O-T knot, that kind of knot. Knot means something which is tied and very difficult to undo. So here, the mixing, you know, it's just very, like we have the example of the mixing of the water and milk. After throwing, you're putting together one cup of milk and one cup of water, then you give it to the person. Now separate them. Oh, bapre. That's such a difficult thing to do. Before they are mixed and all, very good. Once you mix, how to separate that now? So what? We invent a mythical bird who can do it. His name is Hamsa. So, when I say mythical also, it's quite possible that such a bird can exist also. Don't exclude it. We can't exclude it. So, that which is formed between two things and difficult to undo, that is called as Granthi. Now, it is Jada Chetan have come together and for the individual to separate out his jada part from his chetan part, that is a task. That is the whole, all sadhana is meant for that only. So it's called, other name is called granthi. Then vibandha. He's called as bound. I am bound. What? I am bound by so many things. I am bound by disease, by death. I am bound by limitations. I am bound by sorrow. Means I am bound to have sorrow. Isn't it? Who will not have disease? Who will not have disappointment? Who will not have all of these, you know, old age and all the different things of this sansara? So he's also called bandha. He's bound. Imagine this, one of our name is bondage. How strong it is. My name is bondage. What is your name? Mr. Bondage. Bandha. Sukshma Sharira, he is also called something. Subtle body. He's called a subtle body. As opposed to this, gross body. He's called Sukshma Sharira. Chetaha. He's called also as awareness, conscious. Because I'm aware, na? Not all the time, but mostly I'm aware, isn't it? Chetaha. Bhava. Oh, what an interesting name he's called. Bhava means to become. Oh, he's becoming. If you notice, if you take do a small analysis of Jiva, you will see he's always interested in becoming something. He wants to become something. And he's never happy what he is. He wants to become, see, when he's in preschool, he wants to go to primary school. When he's in primary school, he wants to go to high school. When he's in high school, he wants to go to university. When he goes to university, he wants to graduate and get out. When he gets out, he wants to become employed. When he becomes employed, he wants to become married. When he becomes married, he wants to become father. When he becomes father, he wants to become free from these children. When they'll get married and get out. When they get married and become, he wants to become grandfather now. So he calls there. Nothing happening? He wants to become grandfather, grandmother, this, that. You know, he goes on and on and on. Then after all that, he wants to become retired. See, he's always becoming something. He wants to become something. It's called Bhava. Jiva. Last name he's called as Jiva. That individual Jiva. I told you, Jiva is Antakarana Upahita Chaitanya. Antakarana Vishishta Chaitanya is called a Jiva. That Antakarana, which has now become enlivened by consciousness. But consciousness, see, first two things happen there. One is the consciousness enlivens the Antakarana. But at the same time, the consciousness becomes conditioned by the Antakarana. So when it becomes conditioned, consciousness becomes conditioned by our Antakarana, the result or the resultant entity is called as Jiva. From that point of view, he's called as Jiva. So many names for that entity which is born in between these two things. What two things? Jara Deha and Chetan Atma. The entity born in between there has all of these names. Which name you like? Any name you take. See, it doesn't matter what you... What is that? A rose by any name smells as sweet, Shakespeare writes. So any name you want to call a Jiva, he's just as bound. Whichever name you choose, that is the idea. Now, this ahankar, or this ego which is there in between now, aham kritihi, all, how he continues to subsist and exist and persist and perpetuate his existence, that is now given there in that next. See. Rupodbhavo rupatate pratishtho.
Rupodbhavo rupatati pratishto.
Rupashano dhuta grihita rupaha.
Rupashano dhuta grihita rupaha.
Swayam virupa swavichara kale.
Swayam virupa swavichara kale.
Dhavatyahamkara pisacha eshaha.
Dhavatyahamkara pisacha eshaha.
The ahankara is called as pisacha. Esha pisacha ahankaraha is the subject of this verse. The ghost of the ego, the ghost of the ahamkar, ahamkriti, is called a ghost because born in between there and really, there and not there too. Ghost. Not only that, you know, what ghosts do, you know? They scare us. That is why this individual is scared all the time. He's scared by himself also because he's a ghost. He's scared by his own self. Now, how he persists and exists and all? Rupodbhava. He's born from forms. What? He's born from forms? No, just see. Suppose the sunlight comes down, right? And there's no bucket and water there. No, nothing will be formed, isn't it? And the sunlight will be without form. But if there's a bucket and water there, suddenly sunlight takes a form inside that thing, isn't it? The sunlight takes on some form, and we call it a reflection. But if there was no bucket and no water, then it will not take, it will just be that same one uniform, undifferentiated sunlight. You know, the rays will be spread equally everywhere with no form. But when there's a bucket there, suddenly that sunlight takes on a form inside the bucket. Otherwise, it would have just been such a uniform, nice undifferentiated. Now it has become differentiated. We say bucket reflection. He gets a name also. Bucket reflection. And he gets a size, and he gets, sunlight gets a size. See, the sunlight, which is spread uniformly, has no size and all. But inside his bucket, he gets a size. This much, depending on the size of bucket. You see? So he is born, when that size and shape and form is born, there, individual ego is born. That is the idea. So the ego is born when the consciousness takes on a form. He's born, in other words, from form. That is the meaning, Rupod Bhava. The moment the consciousness takes on a form, the ego is born. Like the ocean, which has no waves, suddenly a wave is born. You know, that wave has size and shape and length and name and not so many things there. No? So he's born from form. And because that ego goes on taking on different forms now, it survives also. So first he's born from consciousness with size and shape and form. And then he assumes many other forms throughout his career, throughout his existence. I am big, I am small, I am bright, I am tall, I am American. All of those things, they are all forms he takes on. He assumes them. And by that, because he goes on eating forms as though, he survives. In other words, he has to go on assuming some form all the time. If he, here in the verse, he's called also as Swayam Virupaha. He's without form. But in order to survive, he has to go on taking on different forms. I have to go on identifying myself in new things every day. And from one identity to another. That is how I survive. Suppose I disidentify, then I go back to my original source, which is formless, arupaha. Only when I hold on to all my identities, different identities. What is your height? I'm 5'5". Quickly he tells. And he remembers it throughout his whole life. So fast. Doesn't have to think also. What nationality? I know it very well. And he goes on adding new ones every day. Yeah. I just got this distinction, this certificate, this title, this. He has to get new ones. By all of those new things which he gets, he fortifies his existence. He strengthens his existence, perpetuates his existence. When really, if he keeps giving up all of these identities and forms, he'll find his original formless state, arupaha. So it is by forms by a form he is born. He first takes on a form, and by form he lives. Identity, identifying himself with this form, the other form. So he survives by form. He's born in form, survives by form, and little does he know that he is formless. That's like, you know, an actor. He goes to the studio, and in the studio there are huge. Have you seen that? Huge warehouse of costumes. Oh man, so many costumes, you can't believe. So this actor walks in there and he takes on one of these costumes and he comes out like a knight. A K-N-I-G-H-T, that was a knight. Last night the children were telling also. Knight, he comes out. So he takes on one form. He goes back, changes that clothes and comes back. Now he comes like what? A genie. So each time he goes in there, changes and comes out. Now, which one of those things he is? Not none of them he is actually. He keeps taking a new one and coming. So this ego does this thing. He keeps assuming different forms. Really, he is none of them. He's pure Chaitanya. But he's using that Chaitanya. He goes on identifying himself with some little form. So he's Virupaha, Swavichara Kale, at the time of reflecting on his own true nature. This actor has to say, am I knight? Am I genie? Am I Daku? Oh, you know, whatever form he takes. I am none of those things. I am I. when he swavichara kale, when he reflects on his own self, or when he asks this question, who exactly am I? This is a better question. Koham dhavati ahankara. He says the pisacha, the ghost of the ahankar, disappears. He just has to ask, who really am I? I'm taking on this form, this form, this form. Right now I feel I am BMI. Am I really this BMI? Who exactly am I? When he looks, that ahankar disappears. The ghost of the ahankar disappears. But real, sincere, ardent looking, very strong, serious looking has to take place. I have to really sit down and ask exactly who am I. And when I ask, who am I ask, who is asking who am I? And that has to be given real attention in a serious way. Then only, don't think it run away so easy. You know, when we give example of fellow coming between the two wedding parties and all, when you ask who is he and all, he runs away. Not that easy. Don't think the ahankar will run away that easy. Ahankar is very smart. It will keep. Then what will happen? See, suppose I sit there and I ask, who am I? And then I start feeling some nice sensation. You know, oh, I feel light. I feel like I can levitate. Ahankar has caught you in some other trick there. I feel now I can levitate. One yogi is asking another yogi, have you read my latest book on levitation? That other yogi said, yes, man, that thing had me up all night last night. You know, that ahankar, that individual, when he sits and he asks, who am I? And who's asking this question, who am I? And then he starts feeling light. He starts feeling his expansive nature. Then he starts saying, ah, it is coming to me. The moment he says that, he's caught in the loop again. Ah, it is coming to me. I wonder what will happen after it happens. If only he says that, he's caught. He just has to ask the question and watch. Cannot identify with anything that comes. If he does, Pisach has come back. The ghost has come back. So it is not that easy, and a lot of effort has to be put. When that ego shines, everything shines. When that ego goes, and that point was given, now it again come back. It comes back. See. Bhave hamasarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Laye hamo naiva vibhati kinchit. Tasmadaham rupamidam samastam.
Tasmadaham rupamidam samastam.
Tanmarganam sarvajayaya margaha.
Tanmarganam sarvajayaya margaha.
Which is the way to victory? Is to seek out this ego and see how it plays tricks. It says the ego, bhave hama sarvamidam vibhati. That when the ego, individual, I is there, my whole world is there. And laye hamo naiva vibhati kinchit. Kinchit naiva vibhati. Nothing shines when the ego is in laye. That means when it is dissolved. When ego is dissolved, here means sleep. Huh? Not dissolved as in. When it goes to sleep, laye. When ego goes to sleep, world goes. All my sansar goes. When ego wakes up, sansar comes back. So it says, Tasmat aham rupamidam samastam. Everything before me, therefore, is only my ego at play. That ego vilasa. Ahamkara vilasa. What my world is? Ahamkara vilasa. It means whatever I encounter in my world, in my samsar, that thing is only a reflection of my own ahamkara, so own self, yes. So if I'm encountering nice things in my world, it means that ahamkar has fostered nice things. And if I'm encountering things which are not nice, it means the ahamkar has fostered things which are not nice. My entire samsara, samastam, yeah? Vishwamidam, or rupam idam samastam samasta samastam rupam idam ahamkaraha. Everything is my ahankar only. My ahankar, don't take it to mean that something negative. Usually when we use the word ahankar, we take it in a negative connotation. It means my individual self. My individual self, and what I see in front of me is just a reflection of that. And every day we go on encountering different things. See, tan marganam sarvam jayaya margaha. The search for this individual ahamkar and its origin, tan mule mula, tasya mula, searching for that individual ahamkar is the way to all victory. Sarva jayaya margaha. It is the path to total victory. See, any little conquering we have in this world, any little victory we have in the world, you know, I get this degree and that job and this position and that contract and so many victories we have, na? And I learned something and I won the cricket match. And I won this and won that. All these little victories which we have, they're really no victory. They're not really any. Real victory is the transcending of this individual ahamkar. It is the way to all victory. Why? Because the ahankar is the world. My world is my ahankar. So if I conquer the ahankar, I conquer my world. Human beings. Swamiji, I don't want to conquer any ahankar or anything, you know. If I conquer little things in this world, it is okay. What? I learned how to make rubbery. So there was some ignorance of rubbery and I know I've conquered it. People get their little satisfaction from conquering tiny little things, you know. One man goes and throws a fish hook on the lake. And there's a sign there written also. Catch and release. And he catches a little fish that big. And he feels so fulfilled. I've conquered a fish. That fish is so dumb. And I am so smart. He didn't know that there was a hook inside that bait. So he gets satisfaction, contentment from conquering a little fish. What victory? What type of victory he has? And this human being is like this. Every little thing in this world he conquers. And he feels a great sense of satisfaction. I have conquered this, conquered that. And he doesn't realize Yamraj is waiting to conquer him on the corner. Huh? Yamraj is coming. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Muramate. Samprapte sannihite kale. Nahi nahi rakshati dukkaram karne. When Yamraj comes, you'll tell, I have conquered so many things. You also, and you are nothing, come, I'll conquer you also. You'll conquer? No. So, real conquering is to conquer this. Sarvam jayaya. Conquering everything in one stroke. Otherwise, if we go on conquering little things in this world, when we'll finish? And second thing is, when you conquer one thing, 10 other things conquer you. He doesn't realize that. So he goes and catches a little fish and feels satisfied. One little fish is asking grandfather fish, you know. Old fish. A young little fish is asking, old fish, what is the secret to your longevity? That old fish said, son, never eat anything with strings attached. He knows also. True Saddarshan is when that ego goes away, never to arise anymore. See that. Satyasthitirnahamudeti yatra.
Satyasthitirnahamudeti yatra.
Tachodayasthanagaveshanena.
Tachodayasthanagaveshanena.
Vinananashyedyaditannanashyet.
Vinananashyedyaditannanashyet.
Swatmaikya rupa gatamastu. कथमस्तु निष्ठा
स्वात्मैक्य रूपा कथमस्तु निष्ठा
सत्यास्थितिः the true state सत्यास्थितिः is a subject true state because we know many other states you know we know this state of bliss and that state of bliss and when I get this I'm so blissful We only know all of these worldly states of bliss, but true satya sthiti, there's only one true state, is what? Na aham udeti yatra, where that individual I, na udeti, doesn't again rise, where it dissolves, where that wave dissolves in the ocean, never again to rise. But when if he rises, he'll get himself in trouble. Because a speedboat is coming, it'll cut him in half. See, when that wave rises and a speedboat is coming, it'll slice him in half only. So when the individual ego rises, then all the things in this sansara will cut him up like anything. When the individual ego dissolves, doesn't again arise, that is the true state. Satya sthitihi. Satya, feminine, sthiti, feminine. The words match. Cha, yatat cha, udayasthana gaveshanena. What we have to do? How it will dissolve? It will dissolve by searching for udayasthana. From where does it arise? Gaveshanena. By the search from where it arises. This individual ego keeps rising. From where? You know, in meditation class in the morning also, I was telling you chant that mantra and see that the mantra, every thought, every chant, every sound, every mantra, whatever it is that is arising in the mind, starts from a state of pure silence and then it arises as a sound, arises as a thought, arises as a chant, stays for a while, and then when it dies away, it dies in silence only. In the very same way, the aham, I is also a thought. And all thoughts rise from silence, the silence of the self. All thoughts rise. And again dissolve in silence. So search from where is this I arising? This I arises. Gaveshana. Gaveshana means to search. Anveshana, gaveshana, same meaning. To search. Where, from where it comes? This individual I, ego, I keeps on saying. It keeps on saying, it is like the Tanpura behind, you know. Behind all our actions and all. You know, in music, when they have the group on stage, and they're all playing their respective instruments and all, there's always one Tanpura which is going, he never stops. They may stop and start and stop and stop at Tanpura. That one sound, constant sound. That is I. All the other things, you know, that he engages in. Right? Look, I am fat. So the fatness changes. That comes and goes. I am thin. Thinness changes, comes and goes. But the I part doesn't change. He's always like Tanpura. So that sound, where it is coming from? That I. It is arising from pure silence, from pure being only. So, gaveshanena, vinana nashet. If that I doesn't go, yaditan nashet, without the search, the I will not go. And if the I doesn't go, then swatma, ekarupa, that oneness of the atma will never be discovered. Will never be experienced. See, if we don't search, I will not go. If I doesn't go, where is there oneness? There will always be myself and there will be Paramatma. There will be two. So without the search, it will not go. If it doesn't go, no oneness. So Atma Ekarupa Katamastu Nishtha. How I will gain Nishtha if I do not search and let this I dissolve? That is question. It means I have to keep on asking. See how subtly intellect has to become to discern this Tanpura behind everything? this sound of I, individual I, which is there behind all things. The intellect has to become so subtle, so sharp, so as to be able to realize that, oh, there's an individual which demarcates me, separates me, identifies me, as opposed to you. And it is that same individual I which is responsible for my sansar and all my problems and all my bondages and all such things. The intellect has to be able to first discern that fellow. And look here, most human beings never even come to the point to discern what to talk about, remove. So such a subtle intellect, which is shuddha, it means it is sattva shuddha. The intellect has that is suffused with sattva. Rajasic, tamasic intellect will not allow the individual to discern that I. See, rajasic intellect is too busy, running everywhere. He will not be able to... How your child will study if he's running about? He has to sit down quietly, na? So how the mind will study that if he's not able to sit quietly? So rajas will not allow it to sit quietly. And tamas will not able, even if... Tamas and sattva are very close. Huh? A tamasic person is also sleeping all the time, he's not moving. He's sitting quiet. And sattvic person is sitting quiet also. So the sitting quiet part is similar. Huh? But sitting quiet, tamasic person sees nothing. And that he's the one who asks, what happened? So, the rajasic mind, tamasic mind will not allow the person, or rajasic, tamasic intellect or mind, will not allow the person to see that self. So, the mind has to be shuddha, pure, means it has to become sattvic. Rajas, tamas should have gone. He's able to see the individuality, distinctiveness. And when he's able to discern that first, then he will start asking subtler questions. From where is it arising? If he's not able to ask that, it will not dissolve. If it doesn't dissolve, I will not ever discover my oneness. That is the idea. In the same light, some wonderful advice is given in the next verse also. That mind, about the mind becoming quiet. Quiet mind. Nice verse. Maune namajjan manasa swamula. Charche vasatyatma vicharanam syat. Esho ha. Me tanna mama swarupam. Iti prama satya vicharanangam.
Iti prama satya vicharanangam.
See? Oh, I skipped out one. You stopped me when I finished? Yeah, when I turned, I may have turned two pages. Oh, actually, it worked out. See, Bhagavan knows how to work his tricks, you know. The two verses are really go together. One is continuing, the other one only. So let us chant this number 30. Kupe yatha gar jale. Kupe yatha gar jale tathanta.
Kupe yatha gar jale tathanta.
Tantatantaha. Kupe yatha gar jale tathantaha.
Kupe yatha gar jale tathantaha.
Nimaj. Chya buddhya shitaya nitantam.
Nimajya buddhya shitaya nitantam.
Pranam chavachyam cha niyam yachinvan.
Pranam chavachyam cha niyam yachinvan.
Vinden nijaham kritimula rupam.
Vinden nijaham kritimula rupam.
Kupetha gar jale. Gar jale kupe yatha tathantaha nimajya buddhya nitaya nitantam. It's an extremely sharp nitantam, extremely shitaya buddhya, sharp intellect. It's an extremely sharp intellect nimajya, diving deep into oneself, just like what gadha jale tatha, like a diving into a deep well. A deep well, diving in there, in the same way, diving into the deep, what is that? Bottomless self, the self which has no end, diving deep inside, with what? And the shitaya buddhya. Very, very important. I told you, three qualities of the intellect. Intellect has to be sukshma, shuddha, and that last called tikshna. Yeah? So, with an extremely sharp intellect diving deep inside. And that's what I was telling just now. The important thing about the intellect, it has to become very, very sattvic. That will lend the qualities of sharpness, purity, and subtlety to the intellect. An intellect that is rajasic, tamasic, cannot really develop those qualities. It has to have a great amount of sattva. So sattvic living, sattvic food, sattvic habit, sattvic pastimes. And don't choose pastimes that are rajasic, tamasic. Choose pastimes that are sattvic. For example, I should spend time studying swadhyaya rather than spend time, like how now all the... of course, it brings some amount of concentration, but what happens? It keeps the mind. And these children who... And their eyes also. See how you can see the eyes alone and know how the intellect is. And then it is all goal oriented. I have to get there before that. He's driving this car and another car is coming in. I have to get there fast. So his mind is in that thing all the time. And he's looking for obstacles. So some bit of sharpness and agility and all that thing is developed. But if it is not developed along with sattva, then that thing can lead to too much agitation eventually. Lot of fickleness of the intellect and all that sort of thing, you see. So, sattva has to be developed again and again. So, that will lend now to the intellect sharpness. And now sharpness is not, sometimes somebody says something, right? And but the other person gives the reply. The moment this one says something, the other one gives the reply. So that is sharpness, but we are not talking about merely that type of sharpness. The ability, when the person says something, right? Immediately I see the response. But we are talking about a sharpness which even stops my mind and asks. Immediately when he said something, I see the response, but should I respond? That is what the sharpness we are talking about. Usually when the person says something, I respond spontaneously. So we call that sharpness ordinarily. But we are not talking about that type of sharpness. We are talking about a sharpness so sharp that when he gives the response, and when he gives the reply, the statement, my response I see immediately. But I can stop also and ask, should I respond? Is it worthy responding? If I don't develop that thing, then really sharpness is not yet developed. So sharp intellect, with that type of sharp intellect, this requires an intellect that is so quiet that I see the response arising in my intellect, and the intellect is so quiet that I can say, no, it is not the appropriate time to respond. Let it pass. You see? It requires that quietude in the intellect also. So then it is sharpness. And that can come with sattva, you see. So shitaya buddhya. Buddhya, with a sharp intellect. Pranam chavacham niyamya. Having control, the prana and the speech. Now all of these things are contributory factors. Controlling the breath and controlling the speech. They help to make the intellect more and more sharp, more and more quiet, more and more subtle. Control the speech, control the prana, the breath, and thinking, chin one, thinking about aham kriti moola rupam. What is the root of one's individuality, the ego? What is the root of this ego? And thinking like that very quietly, with a sharp intellect, what is the root of this ego? From where is it arising? Thinking like that, vindate, one obtains, one gets to the root. One gets to the self. So the key is that quiet, sharp intellect. And again, it is told in the next verse also, in the same line, same spirit, which we chanted already, Maune Namajjan Manasa. Maune Namanasa, by or with a quiet mind. See, maunam usually is used for speech, isn't it? But here, mauna is referring to the mind. With a mind which is not talking. Have you found your mind talking all the time? Oh, you think all speech talks? Nothing. Because when there is nobody, the speech stops. But mind doesn't stop when there is nobody there. Mind goes on and on. You know, in our Bhojpuri language, there's a bak bakawe. Bak bakawe. And in Trinidad, now because of the other generation, they add English endings to all these Bhojpuri words and all, you know. Bak bakawe ing. You know that chonk? When you put that seasoning on that, in all Trinidadians, my generation, chonking. My, belaying. These are, they have become standard words. Belaying, chonking, like that. Seeking, yeah. When you're toasting that roti on that, so many common words like that. So anyway, so here, the mind, bak bakawe ing. So the mind also has to become very quiet. Maunena manasa. Majjan. But only by that, I will be able, diving deep. Majjan means diving deep. By a quiet mind. You know, in fact, when the mind becomes quiet, you don't have to dive. When air becomes cool, what happens? By itself, na? When it becomes hot, right, nobody has to make the air come down. In the very same way, when the mind has become quiet, it descends into the, or it goes deeper and deeper into the quiet self itself. So, with that quiet mind, charcha eva, swamula charcha eva, only with that quiet mind, I dive deep inside and seek out my root, seek out my, the beginnings of my own self. Satyatma vicharanam syat. That is true inquiry. True inquiry, really, is to, with a quiet mind, go deeper and deeper and find the root of my own being. This is called true inquiry. Eshaha aham etat namama swarupam. And to know, but this is not me. And the quiet self is me. Only a subtle, quiet mind will be able to discern what I am not and what I am. An agitated mind which is running hither and thither everywhere will not be able to discern anything. Iti prama satya vicharanangam. This is at the true limb of inquiry. The true limb of inquiry is just to bring the mind to a state of quietude and let it simmer down into self, into the quietude of the self. Then, see, all the verses are just centering around this ego, I, mind, isn't it? This text is most concentrated on one thing. that individual I, ego, and how it survives and how it functions and how it is to be removed and how it is to be quietened. And this, Bhagwan doesn't want to leave this point. But, you know, it is hitting the nail right on the head. So keep us there. Otherwise, confusion will come like anything. We'll go on arguing. Atma is like this, Atma is like that, Self is like this, Self is like that. But he hammers on one point from every possible angle. That one point. And having reached there, the eye, it means having made the mind quieter and quieter and goes down, the head of the eye breaks, he says. The eye falls. Ai patatyaham in our Upadesara. The aham falls. Nija vicharanam, when we think about ourselves. See, gaveshanat prapya hridantaram tat. Pate dahan ham ta paribhug nashirsha. Atha hamanyat spurati prakrishtam. Naham kritistat parame vapurnam. Gaveshanat. Gaveshanat means, again, fifth case of Gaveshana. I told you that word just now. It's a very wonderful word. Sita Gaveshana. When all the monkeys are searching for Sita. It's called Sita Anveshana or Sita Gaveshana. They're searching. So this Gaveshana was, this is Aham Gaveshana. I'm searching for the I. Or I'm searching for the Atma Gaveshana. I'm searching for the Self. So, in order to reach the Self, I have to first see all of those things which are in front of the Self. So, I have to see this. Gaveshanat, by the search, prapya hridantare, hridantaram tat. Patet, ahamta, paribhugna shirsha. When I search for the root of this ego, the head of this ego breaks and falls down. If the head breaks, he'll not again. If his arm breaks, he'll come back. Isn't it? You can put a cast there and after 2 months he's back. But if his head breaks, well, he doesn't come back. Then what happens? Atha aham anyat spurati. Prakrishtam anyat spurati. Means after that, the head of the ego breaks and falls away. Patati aham. That ego falls away. Then what happens? Anyat aham spurati. Another eye shines. Another eye? Yes, it's a little eye goes and the absolute eye shines. The eye which is of nature, pure being. Naham kritihi tat parameva purna. The person comes to realize, I was never that little eye. I cannot be that little eye. I am the parama purna sat. The supreme, full, complete, total being. That is the eye that shines. So he comes to discover his expansive, full nature, lacking nothing. Such a person who lacks nothing, then what he'll desire thereafter? If I'm lacking nothing, we desire only because we feel we lack something. So the one who comes to realize that he is full, total, complete, he desires nothing. So he comes to desire that, comes to discover his full self. And I'm not this little individual self who is filled with so many debilities. Oh, papre. A little self filled with so many problems. So many hang-ups. So many clinging-ons. Bound and all the time miserable. Looking for this, looking for that. All of this goes. And he discovers this. Prakrishta aham. This supreme self. Which is purna. That is the state that is being sought. Okay, so we'll see now. What does this Jivan Mukta do? In the state of Jivan Mukti, what does he do? Nothing. He just is. We'll see that when we join for the next class. We'll finish. Okay. Announcements.
Hari Om. Yoga today will be in this hall itself, beginning before, say, as soon as we can. We get back for breakfast at 9 o'clock, and that will be till 9:30.